From Spark and Anvil and Tectonic Forge, this is Plate and Rift in Chapter 1 of the Tectonic Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The Tectonic Forge model room smelt faintly of warm foam and electricity. In the center of the room sat a huge globe, soft and squishy, with seams stitched all over its surface. A girl named Maya was staring at it, her brow furrowed in concentration. A tablet in her hand showed a blinking red dot over the island of Iceland. "I know the earthquake was here," Maya said, pointing to the dot, "but I don't get which kind of shake it was." Beside her, two strange figures watched. One, named Plate, was vast and slow. It looked like a giant, comfortable paving stone, its surface the color of granite. It moved with a deep, grinding patience. The other, Rift, was a shimmering, crackling line of light that fidgeted constantly, humming with a nervous energy that made the air around it feel warm. "Patience," Plate rumbled, its voice slow like stone shifting. "The answer is on the surface. You just have to know how to see the pieces." "Or the spaces between the pieces," fizzed Rift. "The spaces are the fun part. That's where I live. Zap! New ground!" Rift darted along one of the globe's seams, leaving a faint trail of light that quickly faded. Maya squinted, trying to connect the zipping light to the blinking dot on her screen.
Plate took a slow, deliberate step toward the globe. It placed a heavy, gentle hand on one of the huge foam sections that represented North America. "Everything you stand on," Plate said in its low, unhurried voice, "is a piece like this one, a plate, and we are always, always moving." With immense slowness, Plate pushed the foam continent. It only moved a tiny bit, less than the width of Maya's finger. "See? You can barely tell," Plate continued. "Your fingernails grow faster than I move a continent. But I am very, very strong, and I never, ever stop." Maya watched, her eyes wide. It didn't look like much, but she imagined what that tiny push meant on the scale of a real planet. It was a mind-boggling amount of power, happening so slowly you could never feel it. "I carry everything," Plate explained, patting the foam shape. "Cities and mountains and forests and oceans. I just drift. It takes millions of years to cross an ocean, but when you have that much time, you can go anywhere. The whole surface of the world is just a puzzle of pieces like me, all floating and shifting, day after day, century after century."
"And where the pieces move, I happen," Rift crackled, zipping over to where Plate's hand had been. Rift hovered right over the seam between the North American plate and the Eurasian plate. "He pushes, see? He pulls, he grinds. But what happens to the space he leaves behind?" Rift vibrated with excitement. "Me! I'm what happens!" A bright light pulsed from Rift, illuminating the seam that ran right through the foam model of Iceland. "When two plates pull apart, they make a space, a gap, a rift. And that's not empty space for long. New rock bubbles up from deep inside the earth to fill it. It's hot and fresh, and it makes the ground stretch and crack and shake!" On the word shake, Rift sent a tiny tremor through the foam globe. It was just a little wobble, but Maya felt the vibration through the floor. She looked from the slow, steady plate to the zinging, energetic Rift. One was the cause, the other was the effect. One was the quiet movement, the other was the noisy result. "So, an earthquake is the ground splitting to make room for new ground?" she asked.
"Exactly," Rift and Plate said at the same time. Plate's voice was a low rumble, and Rift's was a high-pitched crackle. They sounded like a strange geological chord. "I provide the movement," Plate said, giving the foam piece another microscopic push, the slow, unstoppable separation. And I am the separation itself, buzzed, glowing brightly in the ever so slightly wider gap. You can't have one without the other. If he doesn't move, I don't exist. If I don't open up, he can't go anywhere. We're a team. Maya looked at the globe, then at her tablet. The blinking red dot was right on top of the seam that Rift was lighting up. So Iceland is a place where two plates are moving apart? She asked. That's why it has so many earthquakes and volcanoes? She gets it, fizzed. Plate gave a slow, deep nod that seemed to take a full 10 seconds. The motion, it rumbled, has a shape, a geometry. The shaking happens along our edges. You just found one.
Maya reached out and traced the seam running through Iceland with her finger. It's a divergent boundary, she said, remembering the term from her lesson, because the plates are diverging or moving away from each other. A perfect word for it, Plate rumbled in agreement. Pulling apart, making space, building new ocean floor, centimeter by centimeter, Rift added, zipping back and forth along the line. It's what I do best. It's messy and shaky work, but that's how you make a planet bigger on the inside. Maya smiled. It finally clicked. The slow, invisible dance of the continents and the sudden, noisy shakes at their edges. She looked at the two strange figures beside her, the steady, massive plate and the electric, energetic Rift. They weren't just characters. They were a process, an inseparable pair that shaped the very ground she stood on. Okay, Maya said, tapping her answer into the tablet. I get it now. Thanks, you two. Plate gave another of its ponderous, thoughtful nods. Beside it, Rift shimmered, its job done for the moment, humming with the constant creative energy of a world in motion. And Maya, standing between the slow one and the quick one, felt something settle warm and easy in her chest, a small, quiet steadiness, the calm you feel when a thing that used to be confusing finally makes sense. The ground beneath her sneakers wasn't scary anymore. It was just alive, and she felt oddly glad to be standing on it.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Plate and Rift. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.